Sharon interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Al Grunz for the Waseca County Historical Society at their home in Waseca, Minnesota. The date is November 29, 1979. Just tell us what year you started and what you did with the railroad.
That was July 20th, 1912. That's when I made my first patriot.
And you started out as a fireman?
Yes.
How did you happen to get into the railroad?
I had a brother that was an engineer here on the Northwestern, and ever since he went on, why, I always had the bug. See, we were out on the farm, but I still didn't like the farm.
You didn't like farming?
So I said, that job on the railroad ought to be a good job, I thought.
I always told him he should have been a farmer because he likes to have too much of a garden and work out in the mud too well.
Yeah. Did you, your idea was that you'd get to travel a little bit, is that what you were thinking?
No. Not to travel, but they had good money, you know, better money than most jobs. And you could ride on a pass, you know.
So how long were you a fireman then?
Well, I ended up after about 30 years. That is, before I could hold an engineer's job, an engineer position.
What did you have to do, take a test or anything to be an engineer?
Sure.
Yes, yes, we had to take a test after, it was 3.5 years, but we were delayed 6 months, so we got in on about the fourth year that I was railroading that we took the examinations.
Yeah, I bet it must have been pretty easy after you'd been doing it for 30
years.
Is this
everything recorded now that I'm saying and you're saying too?
That's fine.
Well, of course, the works and everything, that was plenty easy, but all the writing up and the questions and examinations we had, you know, they made it pretty tough for some of us.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
They did. What were your, when you were a fireman, what did you have to do? What was your job?
Fire the engine.
With coal or with wood? Did you ever do it with wood?
Not with wood.
No. We know that was long gone by when we went to work, you know, in 1912. They talked about wood burners, but that was long in the past.
You wouldn't happen to know when it switched to coal?
No, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So there was quite a bit of change then when the diesel came?
There was kind of what?
There was a lot of change in the railroad when the diesel came, when it changed from steam to diesel?
Well, I don't know, there wasn't too much of a change, only of course for the people that was working on the diesel, cars, it was so much better, you know, with the diesel, you know, that it really made a nice job for an engineer or a fireman to think of shoveling coal, you know, 15, 20 ton of coal on a trip, and then turn over on a diesel and set up there and ring the bell or something like that.
Yeah.
In the hot summer when it was hot, open that door to shovel coal.
15 to 20 tons of coal, for how long a trip would that be?
Well, that would be 105 miles when we went from Waseca to Winona, and 116 miles when we went to Tracy.
So you would use 15 tons of coal to go that 105 miles or for the round trip?
No, it would amount to that sometimes on just the one trip from Waseca to Tracy. Of course, that wasn't every trip, you know, but when they got the big engines and got to loading them down with 100 or 115 loads of grain or something, well, then
you'd need more.
You probably put in the limit up to as much as 16 or 18 ton on a trip.
Really? A lot of shoveling. So before you started with the railroad, you were farming with your family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was farming.
Where would that have, where were you farming?
That was Oltana.
Oh. Did you, were there any other family in railroad besides you, besides your brother and you?
No, they were on the road, the railroad, it was the only the two in our family, yes.
Uh-huh. Do you have any remembrances of the Depression? Were you with the railroad during the Depression?
Pretty
much. Yes, we went through all that.
Did you, you had your job through the Depression?
Yes, I had a job. I was about one of the oldest ones working. I think there for a while there was one man younger than me that was working. And that took in quite a bunch of people, you know.
I don't know where they were laid off.
We're laid off.
Did you keep your job because you were older and more experienced?
Seniority, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm. Then when you were on the railroad during the Depression, did you see many hobos during that time? Was that a problem?
Well,
or not?
Yes, I think we did see quite a few hobos. It's, we lived down there near the track, and when the train come in, of course, it takes a siding in Washington. It was always five or six hobos or more or less getting out of the boxcars, you know.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of hobos around.
Was it railroad policy to get them off the train, or did they just let them go?
They just let them go.
They did. Do you remember the? I'm sure you do. You remember the roundhouse when it was here?
Yes.
It's a big thing for Washington, quite a lot of people.
The roundhouse did?
When they closed up the shops here, the roundhouse and the shops, everybody thought Washington was going to go to the dog, sure.
It's a railroad town again.
It seemed to keep right on going. It seemed to really you were improving in Washington right along, you know.
What are the first things that started happening after the railroad closed or sort of slowed down in Washington? Then what happened?
When the roundhouse closed, it still went on. It didn't do anything to trains or anything.
Did industry come in or something into Washington that kept it going?
Eventually, Johnson started, you know, brought in. But not that long, not that far in the back.
What happened to all the people that were employed by the roundhouse and the car shop?
I don't know.
Well, they went around and got different jobs. Few of them went into the oil business.
Did they have seniority so they could take a job someplace else?
No.
See, the railroad men could.
Take your seniority is only on the Minnesota division.
Yeah, could you see if you wanted a different job or somebody under you, they always say you could bump that guy and take that job. Mm-hmm. The older ones could take the job they wanted.
There was a lot of them that didn't get a job, and there was some of them, you know, that had a little money and started up an oil station somewhere.
Oh. Did they stay in Waseca or did they go out?
No, they went out of town. They went wherever they could get a place to start up or a place to run, you know, like they moved out of Washington.
What time did what year did the roundhouse close down? Do you remember that? Around about?
No, I don't remember exactly what time that was. That was, I wouldn't even make a guess because
okay. In your opinion, what do you think have been the biggest changes in railroad that you saw?
The busiest?
The biggest changes in railroad.
Well, imagine when you went into the diesels.
Yeah, that was about the course. We had a lot of changes, you know, from small locomotives up, they kept going up and getting bigger and bigger. So, but the biggest change, of course, that was when the diesel came in.
Uh-huh. A bigger change than when they switched from passenger to to freight, is that a pretty major change too?
Well,
that was an awful thing when they took the passengers off to the slide.
That kind
of Rochester, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the biggest change, you know, that we make, you know, when you go from a fireman to an engineer. That's the biggest change that you can make.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any difference after you've worked that long, whether you had a steam engine or a diesel.
Mm-hmm. Your job changed.
Yeah, you had to do is get on and go.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any train wrecks? Did you around this area? Were there ever any train wrecks?
I remember wrecks, train wrecks.
Oh, yeah, I was never in any kind of a wreck.
Oh, but you remember some when some of the fellows were killed?
Well, I remember the wrecks up there, but I was never in a wreck outside of getting a snowplow off in the track or engine getting off in the track or something. Never had any tip overs or anything.
No. Did you think of it as being a dangerous job or not? Did you think of it as being a dangerous job?
No, I never thought of any danger.
You didn't?
No. There were several people killed during my time of railroading, but I never thought of it so well. I tried to work in safety as much as I could, starting out, you know, what the dangers were. Work into what the danger things really are that you could encounter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never got mixed up with anybody. I never...
Didn't you hit cars or something on the crossing or something?
Yes, we hit cars, but I never seen anybody killed or anything. Mm-hmm. The 20 years that I was an engineer, we never seen anybody hit or got killed or anything like that. Of course, they had several bad wrecks in that way, you know, people getting killed. There was one time that the passenger hit a car at Eagle Lake, and there was 8 people, I think, that was killed. I remember the firemen they lived up on the Watertown line, and the firemen was on the train when they brought the remains in. When they was unloading them, he said there was 4 big remains, caskets there, and 4 small ones. There was one left at home, I guess.
And you still didn't think of it as being dangerous for you?
No, I never thought.
All of that is carelessness, but people don't watch the crossings.
Of course, that isn't up for the men on the railroads, you know, or anything like that. Anybody, but when you're going 60 miles an hour and somebody drive up on the track and hit you, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try and stop, but...
Before we started taping, you were talking about how in the later days the runs got to be real nice. You would go for a day to, did you say Tracy, and then the next day you'd be back?
You always went east, didn't you, last years?
Most of the time, whenever I could hold a job, I was going east.
But I mean the last few years you could hold that job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many years were you on that? How many years did you work when you got the good jobs?
Well, that varied, you know. Just from time to time, when business was good, I could hold a pretty good job, and when it wasn't
good. But I mean the last few years you held a good job. For how many years? So did you really have those best jobs?
Well
that was quite a few years.
I figured after I got on regular that I had a pretty good job anyway.
The last few years
going from
the best
a fireman to an engineer.
But I mean, when you had the last job, when you quit, you had a pretty good job.
Oh, yes. I was put in the last several years on the 400, you know.
And that was the best train, you know.
Wasika to Winona and back, and then have the next day off.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they pulled the train off west of Mankato, then we went from Mankato to Winona and back. We drive over in the morning, and then come back at night and come home in the car. Mm-hmm. So it was only maybe about 30 minutes going over and back.
Yeah. Before this good job, what was it? What were the runs like? Did you be gone for days at a time, or did
sometimes?
Well, yes. There was quite a while there when we were on the extra board. Sometimes we'd be away from home for a week or more. Sometimes it was 7 or 8 days. We'd go to Tracy, and then we'd make turnarounds between Tracy or Canby or Marshall, and then maybe take a train to Mankato and go back to the caboose to Tracy.
A lot of hours you spent.
Yes. Well, no, that was sometimes it wasn't a very long trip, you know, when they hooked you on to 115, 20 loads a week, why you could roll down to Mankato pretty lightly. And then take the train if there was any empties, why take a few empties and go back to Tracy.
You did both. You were a fireman and you were an engineer. Was there a sort of a different status for each of those jobs? Was one more of a high status than the other one?
Oh, sure. Going from fireman to engineer, that's pretty... You have to study. They had to go to Chicago and stay there and study.
Yeah. Well, of course, you worked right into that, you know.
But you still had to have all the examinations and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Pass all that stuff.
Oh,
a lot of them never made it, too, you know.
Was the engineer and then the conductor, were they equal then? Was there?
I imagine.
They were equally responsible for the training. Of course, the engineer, that was his duty to take care of the engine.
Mm-hmm. And the conductor, what was his job?
Well, he took care of the train, you know, the numbers of all the cars and the tonnage and everything. That was the conductor, and getting the orders at the station, you know, and getting the orders, telling the engineer what he should have done, and something like that.
There's some of that, huh? Do you have any stories that you'd like to? To tell us about?
No, I haven't really got anything. I really never got into any bad mix-up of trains or anything. But I made lucky.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were married to Mr. Grunz while he was a railroad man. Were you married to him during these times when he was away for like a week at a time? No, that was before. Well, I guess I've covered everything I need to cover. Is there anything that you want to add? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, everything that... Ever since the time when they started that they were going to have this thing come off. But I said, I don't know what of anything that I could think of that happened. I never got hurt or anything.